What's your project?
We're working on Beak Eats.
Beak Eats? Yeah, what is that?
Yes. Basically, it's a way to elementize food items, food restaurant items. What it does is creates a custom hashtag for each item, which is retrievable on Twitter. It also allows you... What's that?
You should totally merge with those guys. Do you know what she's doing?
Yeah, we already discussed.
You already discussed? So yes. Why not?
Well, we might. We might. But at this point, we're doing brainstorming. And
are you different?
Yes.
How are you? How are you?
Well, we just discussed that, actually. Basically, by associating a hashtag to an item, it makes it indistinguishable from other items. Versus normal English language. You can call a cinnamon roll 20 different things, and you have ambiguity there. Whereas if you actually assign a unique code, there's no ambiguity.
Now, are you saying that you're assigning the same hash code to a cinnamon roll from two different restaurants?
Two different restaurants would be two different hash codes.
Okay.
But
two different preparations.
Exactly. And maybe two different reviews, right? But, for instance, I'll just point you to the board where we have tonight's event is #SW20SF. You can find every tweet associated with this event by entering in that code. It's very specific.
Is this for customer reviews, essentially?
Not only customer reviews, but user health. So
user health? I got sick after I ate it.
Exactly. So not only positive feedback, but negative feedback. And let's say you had a horrible experience, a horrible server. Well, now you have a tool to help review. There's very few competitors in this field. Yelp does reviews, but they don't elementize. They don't go into the product. They just say very general experiences. This is a way, it's a tool for people to go deep. And it's also an incentive builder for loyalty programs. If you really like a place, you really like some item, you can advertise it. So,
the comment that I made to food spotting, I thought she should have some sort of, you know, you've got pay per click. I thought she should have something like pay per bite, or you know, some way of monetizing business, new business that she sends to the restaurant.
Sure.
And she was hesitant to do that.
Yeah, there is some conflict of issues there. Conflict of interest. Because of the issue brought up earlier tonight, were you there? If someone's tweeting a product, they have an incentive to do that. Are you going to really trust them?
What's the incentive?
Well, they might, if they're getting monetized for their product suggestions.
The product deal could run.
Well, the tweeter shouldn't be an employee of your company. It should only be customers.
Correct.
But it could be a fake customer. Is that what you mean?
No, it could be an actual customer of the restaurant. But if they're getting a reward for that tweet, and they're saying it's a great restaurant.
No, wait a second. No. Unless I'm misunderstanding you, or me, the restaurant pays you for sending them business. So they are not they're rewarded with new business, but they have to pay for that new business.
Well,
so I guess it balances out. They make more money from the business than whatever they're paying you. Is that what you mean?
Well, also, it's not only business, but information. So it's a way for them to track how popular their item is. So built-in Twitter's infrastructure is the hashtag system. As soon as you assign anything a hashtag, it becomes live. You can follow that throughout history. You can see if Angelina Jolie had this very same menu item, if she hashed it before, right? You can actually see complete customer history over time, and in person, a future.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, you're saying that you wouldn't want to monetize tweets because the restaurants would corrupt the system.
There's data entry, which are the tweets, that shouldn't be monetized necessarily because then they're conflicted.
I'm sorry, I don't mean the tweets. I mean the new business that goes to the restaurant.
Well, if a restaurant's getting new business because of our service, it's it's going to have its own monetary incentive for the business. It's going to generate more traffic for us, right? Which is good.
How do you make money from that traffic?
You can do data recall. Does that make sense? So the data entry is the tweet. Viewing tags over time is the recall.
How do you make money?
You provide a service, an enterprise service for the restaurant to see how popular a certain item is.
I like it.
Does that make sense? So the restaurant wants to know how viral a certain tag is. We provide strategies for them to track it. And that's where we monetize. So it's really, we're not interfering with the review at all. It's very organic and native. But once that organic product is out there, we then let the restaurant look and query that field for monetization. That's where the monetization is.
We're paying to retrieve the data.
And help plan better life cycles for their items, yes. So we can show competitor tags. Why is this competitive menu item doing so well versus yours, right? It's similar to like what a food manufacturer does. They pay a third party like IRI to show them what's hot, what's not.
One thought that occurs to me is that, first of all, it's probably a small percentage.
Are you going to join our team, by the way? But are you going to join our team or not?
if I...
Go ahead, just say yes. Just say yes. You don't have to explain yourself.
But what do you think so far? What's your initial?
It's not an idea, really, so much as a thought which is in support of your project.
Okay.
Which is that a subset of restaurant goers are going to participate in the system,
right?
And so the goal in statistics, you can have a statistically, in order to get statistical significance,
right,
you have to have a sample size which is large enough.
Exactly, critical mass.
And so if those restaurant goers participate in your system are large enough sample size, then that legitimizes your system.
Sure. You do need critical mass. Any startup has that, yeah, problem. I agree. I think the way to gain critical mass is we're riding on an engine. We're riding on the Twitter virality, which is already viral. We're using an internal infrastructure within that system to fuel our product. And it's basically by harnessing that engine, it's doing what people are already using. So we launch locally, we launch in San Francisco, which has a high density of restaurants. And like many good Bay Area startups, we go south to Palo Alto, San Jose, east.
Why not national?
We would. But a soft launch would be in the city to get feedback, bugs, reviews, and stuff.
I'm not understanding what's preventing somebody in any city from participating.
Nothing. But I'm just saying.
But in terms of marketing.
Yeah, in terms of marketing, we launch here, and then we go on. So, but in terms of that critical mass, if you have just a couple of restaurants on the East Coast participating, that's not going to help you. You want, locally, you want good coverage. It's like cell phone reason. You want a nice 20% penetration within...
Like Open Table, they launch
locally.
City by city.
Yeah, city by city. That's the way groceries work, restaurants work.
I wasn't thinking so much as the number of restaurants that are participating, but the number of eaters that are participating.
In this product, you want to assign a tag to a specific menu item. The restaurant should be on board because they're going to be responsible for the tag and the item. So if the menu item is dropped, the tag is no longer valid, they're going to have some interaction with the service. We want the restaurant to be on board before signing a tag to their items. That makes sense. But, I mean, I don't know. To not get the permission, maybe that's a question. Maybe that's a I think that's the only way. You wouldn't need an online, you would be able to get their menu, not have their permission, and create tags.
Can I? Right.
Right.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Well, so Google Maps and a lot and many other services have, they link to user reviews. So wouldn't you want to plug into that system?
Definitely. And that's on our map. You know, with the menu item name, you have some elementary information, picture, maybe some reading information, and a review. And that's all user maintained. I totally agree.